WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It is 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Well, it's no April Fool's joke. The College Station City Council has approved the fire department's request to shut down businesses for up to 24 hours for being overcrowded or for violating any life safety regulation. Fire Chief Jonathan McMahon says three unidentified Northgate bars have caused problems on a weekly basis.
Police and fire marshals have joined forces to try to mitigate the problem. Since 2015, there have been approximately 200 to 300 verbal warnings, 15 written warnings, 23 citations, and one arrest for a failure to provide identification to a law enforcement officer.
The suspension can be ordered by the fire and or the police department. Another change is coming in the organizational chart at the City of College Station. Before Director of Water Services Dave Coleman retires after 13 years, he will move to City Hall as an interim assistant city manager. That's the result of Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman becoming interim manager after Kelly Templin leaves to run the A&M System's Rellis campus. Taking over as interim water services director is Alan Gibbs, who moved into that department after being city engineer. City of Bryan officials say new obstacles on selected streets to slow vehicles are having the desired effect.
We are going back to all of our devices, repeating our traffic studies to see what the speeds look like now versus what they looked like originally. Mm-hmm. Preliminarily, speeds are significantly down. The instances of very adverse levels of speeding are reduced tremendously as well. So we're excited about that.
City consultant Gary Schatz on our show says the city recently finished 12 speed humps, which allows vehicles to travel faster compared to speed bumps, which are found in parking lots. College Station school board members will continue to discuss an administration proposal for random drug and alcohol testing of selected 7th through 12th grade students. Mike Nugent was one of two board members at this week's meeting to say they've heard from supporters.
Since the agenda was posted, I've had a few people contact me, and they were there was genuine excitement.
The proposal would apply to students in extracurricular activities, those who want a parking permit, and students whose parents want their children tested. Renovations are in sight for the last of the Bryan School District campuses that are part of a bond issue approved by voters in November 2014. Formal approval was given by the Bryan School Board this week at Collegiate, the MC Harris Alternative School, and the Hammond Oliver Building at Kent and Memorial. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says portable buildings will be removed from the Collegiate campus.
One of the first things we want to do is we'll put some pretty ornamental fencing up to completely encompass the school. So the kids will stay on the campus and there's no access for anybody to wander on the campus. When all of those portable buildings leave this area, mm-hmm. we're going to have to do some miscellaneous beautification in that area.
The portable buildings will leave because students in the DAEP, or Discipline Alternative Education Program, and the Star Academy for older middle school students will move to MC Harris and Hammond Oliver. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 59 degrees. Be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
30 days, 100 trucks. It's the biggest truck month ever at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now is the time to save. We will not be undersold on any new Chevy Silverado. Choose from our largest truck inventory of the year. Every new truck, every new SUV, we will not be undersold during Truck Month. That includes online at TomLight.com. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Chevy, find new roads.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:10, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. For over 40 years, locally owned United Roofing has been repairing leaks and replacing roofs damaged by high winds and hail. Let the United Roofing pros take care of your commercial or residential repair or replacement. Call 846-ROOF or visit unitedroofingpros.com. Here you go.
We have breezy conditions and warm temperatures in the forecast for today, along with a fair amount of cloudiness. It's going to limit how much sunshine we can see today. Highs around 80 degrees. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. There could be a stray shower, 60 to 65. Tomorrow, clouds with the chance for a shower during the day. We're back to 80. Mostly cloudy, mild, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Clouds, breezy, maybe a shower for Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops saw its great season come to an end yesterday, following the Michigan 99-72 in the men's Sweet 16. I am out in Los Angeles, where I got to watch that game live. So we'll talk a little bit more about the loss coming up. Also looking forward to the Aggie women, their Sweet 16 matchup against Notre Dame tomorrow afternoon in Spokane. So we'll preview that, as well as Aggie baseball took one on the chin last night at Olson. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, so I don't know. I don't have any other information other than this little one line here in this story. If we have time, we may look it up. According to a recent study, there's so much cocaine in circulation that there are pretty good odds that your hands have traces of the drug on them.
Oh,
wow.
Now, I find that interesting because young people like you.
Uh-huh.
Don't use cash.
No, not often.
As much as old guys like me do.
Right.
And we've already had this discussion.
Right. But I'm thinking, wouldn't that probably be the carrying device if it's cocaine? I mean, I don't know.
Right. I'm not sure either.
Unless we're just talking about just regular surfaces that you come into contact with.
Exactly.
Okay, so what? I'm going to quit touching the board up here because people, you know, I don't know.
Well, and I mean, okay, so you have traces of it on your hand. It's not like you're getting high from that.
Right. And again, what is a trace?
Right.
One
ingredient of the substance happened to be on your hand, which you could have gotten from somewhere else. Yeah, I don't know.
Now, here's another one, and I see if we can find out about this. An astronaut now at the International Space Station says he has a fear of heights.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Oh, he now, coming back from space, and now he has a fear of heights?
But, I mean, think about that, because I'm not comfortable with some heights. Okay,
yeah.
I have a little problem with that sometimes, but I don't have a problem with an airplane.
Right.
Because I'm inside this tube.
Uh-huh.
And you look down there and go, okay, because you don't really think
about that. So high up there that even when you look down, it's kind of unfathomable of, falling.
But there are, and I was at one of these towers that had a plexiglass floor.
Ooh, yeah.
Now that was a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
Had a little problem, didn't really want to spend a whole lot of time there.
Right.
But I've talked to people who aren't comfortable being on the fifth floor of the Crystal Park Plaza either.
Oh, yeah.
It's an atrium.
Or near the railing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Makes people a little uncomfortable.
Katie Dempsey has to walk alongside the wall.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, from the bathroom to the front door.
With her back against the wall,
is
it not that bad?
I mean, just all the way to the side. So if you're walking in the opposite direction of her, she will go to the wall side.
I got you.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Will not allow you to pass on that
side. Gotcha. Yeah. Understand. Hey, so the Census Bureau, they dribble out these little facts every once in a while as they learn them. Because, we do only count every 10 years, but then they're always doing analysis and they're upgrading things. Well, for instance, I guess, was it last week? Jay Sokol was in with some new information.
Oh, yeah, population
right,
numbers.
That didn't come from the Census Bureau, but the idea is that clearly it is an ongoing process, that there are cities that are growing all the time, and the more that we can know about that, probably the better. So, anyhow, yesterday they announced the fastest growing metro areas in U.S. America.
Okay.
Kind of scary. Number 10 is the Villages of Florida.
Wow.
Which means that they probably have to be growing a lot because they probably got some losses. Just saying.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Yep,
I know.
Yep, you went there.
That's true. They have grown 2.5%, as a matter of fact, over the time period that they looked at. Number 9 is Austin. The Austin Round Rock area has grown 2.7%. That area now, Austin Round Rock, is 2.1 million people. 2.1 million.
That's crazy.
Not sure that I knew that. Yeah, that it was that big. Anyway, because Austin generally is considered to be the number 11 largest city in America. Number 8 is Provo and Orem, Utah. Number 7 is Boise City, Idaho. Number 6 is Winter Haven, Florida, in that area. Number 5 is Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. which is all the way up to 157,000 people. See, but that's the deal. It's percentage-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is Redmond, Oregon, and that's where Microsoft people and all that stuff are. Greeley, Colorado, number two. Number three. Number two is Myrtle Beach. I think we mentioned them in a list the other day, didn't we?
Myrtle Beach? Maybe. Yeah.
North and South Carolina. There's North Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Until I read about it the other day. Yeah,
right.
They were
when
in some
story.
Yeah.
Going, wow, and I went and looked it up, and sure enough, they are in both states. And
there's multiple Myrtles.
That's right. And number one with a 4% increase is St. George, Utah.
St. George, okay.
Yeah. St. George is I went and looked it up, so you know, it's in the corner of Utah that's close to Nevada and Arizona, right there. That right there where those
actually, I believe
states.
One of our salespeople used to live in St. George.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. So, got that. So, anyways, that's fast growing. We're doing okay here. We're fast enough.
Yeah, we are.
Don't need to be number one on that list or anything else like that.
We're good. Thanks, though.
So, there are so many password breaches that are going on out there and people getting hacked and all that. It's almost impossible to keep up. Plus, there are companies like Facebook that basically don't care if people steal your information, right? So a content marketing agency called Fractal has studied what your login and personal info sell for on the dark web. For instance, your Gmail password on the dark web is worth $1.
Okay.
All right. It says here,
glad I'm worth so much.
Exactly. Facebook is apparently worth $5.20.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Your Uber password is worth $7. Grubhub is $9.
Wow.
Your PayPal account, I can see that, worth $200. Why would Grubhub be so high?
Why would Uber be so high?
I guess because you could... Again, maybe
access
based
to their
on
credit card information,
what you can steal off of it,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
If people use Uber a lot, then they may not notice that there would be a bogus charge in there. I mean, it's hard to know what the circumstances might be, and I don't know how the dark web uses this stuff. But I don't know why an eating place like Grubhub would necessarily be $9. Anyway,
Well, maybe they're using it for location too.
That's a good point. PayPal, $247. I could understand that because that's all about money. And your entire online identity, including your bank logins and PINs, is worth $1,200. Wow. You think about how many have gotten stolen, and you multiply that time a factor of $1,200, that would be pretty serious money. So, anyhow. All right, hey, if you want to chime in on the show, you can call, you can text. How do they do that?
You can. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you.
That's right. We just love to have you all, tell us what's going on or what you're doing this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We'll take weekend plans.
That's
we
right.
like that.
Yeah.
You could always go to the Dancing for the Health of It event.
Oh, listen to you. Yes.
That's where I'll be. And Scott will be there, too.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Will there be video? I need video.
There will. I promise we will get video.
I'll be
doing my own
video.
Dancing at a wedding, and so I'll take video of that and send it back.
Well, you know, Zach, you can still donate in my name.
Yep, you can still do that. Caller.
Yeah, Scott, I just wanted y'all to know that's why I haven't been up there lately to bring you any snook colaches. Get off that elevator, and I cannot look toward the rail.
Now, I understand. Listen, Clarence, I appreciate that.
I'll meet you down on the bottom floor.
Yeah, that's right. Chelsea will take one for the team. She'll meet you down there.
We'll come to you.
Yeah, that won't be a problem. So I talked to Catnip yesterday and asked him, how he was feeling about this whole thing. Because I said, Chelsea's, put a lift into her act. And
go ahead. What did he say?
Well, he said, I know because she knows all these college professors that there's no way that I can get more money than her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yesterday he, yeah.
She's privileged.
Okay, first of all.
Yeah?
Yesterday we were talking about, he goes, yeah, I really wish it was just like a Brian Broadcasting combo. And I was like, yeah, you would want to piggyback on my fundraising. I have also been really avid on my social media and have gotten some of my own friends my age to donate in my name.
Uh-huh.
So we talked about the lift, and I don't want to get anyone's hopes up.
Okay.
We've kind of decided on more of a snazzy dip towards the end.
Cool.
Because my height and weight is just going to be too much to figure out a lift in this short amount of
muscle,
time.
That's the problem.
You're right, Zach. That is true. That is true. Well, so we're going, but it's still, the ending still looks really cool. We worked on it yesterday. We've got one more practice scheduled for this afternoon, and we are going to be ready to go.
Oh, my, you're practicing this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, okay.
My biggest fear.
What was the deal? I mean, like, you're just so tall that if he tried to lift, then your feet would be dragging the ground?
Well,
is that how that was going to work?
More so, my head would end up very close to the ground.
Okay.
The lift we were looking at, I actually kind of went upside down, and it was just too much stress. Plus, it's at the very end of the dance. I don't want to be worried about it throughout the entire routine.
I want to see the Flying Lotus.
Yeah, okay.
Only been done in the back streets of the underground in South Korea.
Yeah. I do. I am a little interested. Catnip and I are going to have to go out to the venue early. The dance floor, because as we've mentioned, Catnip and I will be dancing at the same time,
right,
like doing our routines at the same time. And so I don't know how big the floor is and how much space we're actually going to have, but I mean, I know we move quite a bit in ours, and I think him and Jeanette do as well. And so we're going to have to do some spacing, figure out some spacing to make sure we don't collide in the middle of our dances.
Yeah, body checks during dancing is probably not a good thing, not a slam dance.
Jacob and I would definitely take them out, so I think we would be okay, but I wouldn't want to look like I was purposely trying to sabotage anyone's dances.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely Commercial mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get between $1,500 and $2,400 off select Gravely Commercial zero-turn mowers during the Gravely Mow the Distance sales event. Simply visit ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today.
ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, sale ends March 24th. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
This Easter Sunday, come take flight with First Baptist Bryan at Operation Easter, featuring a helicopter drop with 40,000 eggs filled with delicious goodies. All children 6th grade and younger are invited to join in the fun and collect all the eggs. Our traditional service will begin at 8:45 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary and Spanish-speaking services at 11:15. For more, follow us on Facebook or visit our website at fbcbryan.org. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you to join us this Easter Sunday for Operation Easter.
Okay, so what you're saying is if you come out decked out like a hockey goalie,
right?
I mean, we're going to have full contact dancing, which could be kind of fun, you know. now the other thing, though, and he said to me yesterday, well, the idea is that we're going to try to go for overall creativity,
right? Because there are four categories that they're judging on.
Okay.
One is technique.
All right.
Another is entertainment.
Uh-huh.
One is costume. And then I guess the fourth is how much money you raised.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, I could see where, if it goes south on you, you could just shift over and hope to win the prize for overall entertainment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it just doesn't work.
Right.
You could
and make a joke or something.
Yeah, you could do that. That's a good.
There we go.
That's true. Okay, we'll have shopping news for you in the next half hour.
Okay.
Since most people do that.
Sure.
In the meantime, that fabulous dude named Chester Cheetah.
Chester.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now is proving why he's the king of cool. The Daily Mail reports the yellow feline tweeted out the big news that there is now Cheetos Vision. There's an app that will let you transform your favorite photos into images made of their extruded cheese snack.
Okay.
Finished Products created a masterpiece that looks like the original, but it's their word, Cheeto-fied. And Chester is a big believer that everything looks better in Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
And once again, if you download the app, you have officially created a relationship with Cheetos.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind getting spammed forever.
At least it's cheesy spam.
That's exactly right. Then that should be just fine. But in the meantime,
dangerously cheesy. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, we knew this was going to happen, and last night apparently the Disney musical Frozen opened on Broadway.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was coming to Broadway.
Yeah. Well, again, it works so well for Beauty and the Beast.
Sure.
It's been playing for years. I have no idea what a ticket is, but the New York Times says Forget girl power, sisterly love, and the high belt clarion call of let it go. Anxiety over the handling of this precious gift is the theme that comes through loudest in Frozen. Sometimes rousing, often dull.
Oh.
And alternatively dopey and anguished Disney musical opened on Broadway last night.
Interesting. I was going to see if I could find ticket prices.
Yeah, and see how that
80,
would be.
80 to 150,
okay,
it looks like.
That's where it's starting. We'll see. You know, that's probably where Hamilton started.
Right, true.
Yeah, now it's up from there a little bit. And just in case you think that your life is, well, either the best it could ever be or horrible, Giselle Bundchen, is that her name?
Yes, Giselle.
Yeah. Okay. She is writing a book about her life.
Okay.
Her life. Okay.
It's
called Lessons, My Pathway to a Meaningful Life.
Hmm.
All right.
Hmm.
She is the world's highest paid supermodel.
Highest paid.
She is married to that quarterback dude,
Tom Brady. Yes.
I mean, they've got all the money that they need.
She is beautiful.
Yeah, she's nice looking. And, you know, I guess they've got beautiful kids, and all that kind of stuff. So,
yep.
I mean.
So, like, yeah, what do you write about? This is why my life is perfect.
Exactly. What?
And I'm sure she's, like, you know, had a splinter in her toe before.
Oh, yeah,
but, you know,
look,
that can't take up a whole chapter.
Born ridiculously attractive. I mean, it's
oh yeah, Zach, tell us more.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you have to go through every day. You're still people too.
Okay,
that's what regular folks don't
understand
about us.
You're still a normal person.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that and find out again. I don't know what the published date is, but again, Lessons: My Path to a Meaningful Life.
I don't even understand the title.
I don't either. Be bored, beautiful, and get rich.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the title's weird.
7:27. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by GroundShuttle.com. They offer luxury daily service to both Houston airports and the Austin airport as well. You can reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Now, it's going to be windy today. But aside from that, pretty ideal. Look for high temperatures now all the way through Tuesday to be in the low to mid 80s. Again, winds today up to 30 miles an hour. And it'll be breezy this the rest of the weekend, but nothing like that. And again, maybe a 20 or 30% chance of rain. Seems to peak out at about 40% on Tuesday. But again, we'll still be right around 80. Right now, we've got 79 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
It could be the most amusing race to watch this election cycle. Actress Cynthia Nixon from Sex in the City is taking on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. It is a case of lefty versus leftier. Now, at her first campaign stop in Brooklyn, she unleashed on Cuomo, who we call here affectionately the son of Mario the Pious. The New York Times says that she questioned whether Cuomo is a real Democrat. She said that Cuomo is beholden to corporate donors. She linked him to the corruption of New York politics. She hit him for presiding over a state divided into haves and have-nots. In her words, the single most unequal state in the country. Now, after likening Cuomo to President Trump for slashing taxes on corporations and the super rich, Cynthia Nixon outlined her three-point platform. She is going to fix the very segregated New York school system. She is going to solve inequality. And she is going to make the subway trains run on time. A Cuomo surrogate hit back. Former city councilwoman Christine Quinn called Cynthia Nixon an unqualified lesbian. After a firestorm, Quinn apologized, said she's just a lesbian. Ms. Nixon did pick up a heavyweight endorsement, though. Rosie O'Donnell is all in, and that's going to count for something. Whatever Rosie sits in on something, it's big. But think about this. Will Governor Cuomo's brother, Fredo, interview Ms. Nixon on CNN? Maybe even betray the family and supporter? Like I said, this is going to be fun to watch.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is Mike. During the week, Mike sits behind a desk.
Oh, Mike, did you get a paper cut?
Boo-hoo. But on the weekends, Mike becomes a manscaper. Listen to his lawnmower roar.
cut.
Mike forgot to use mechanic in a bottle.
Dude.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, treat your fuel system with mechanic in a bottle. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. Or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The operators of three Northgate bars that are regularly overcrowded are the targets of tougher regulations approved last night by the City Council. Fire Chief Jonathan McMahon spoke on behalf of giving firefighters and police the option of immediately shutting down businesses for up to 24 hours.
We're trying to be in a situation where when the overcrowding is happening, we don't just write them a ticket and move the people out of the bar and count them, and then 30 minutes later it's overcrowded again.
McMahon says this is a 360 public safety issue.
What if someone's in the bar and yells gun, and then everybody tramples each other trying to get out the door? Or what if there is a fight is inside at the door, and then people trample them trying to get out. It's more than just a fire issue.
The revised ordinance can be used by the fire and police departments starting April 1st. There are more humps in the road on Bryan City streets, which city consultant Gary Schatz explained during our show are different than bumps in the road.
A speed bump you find in a parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Or
oh,
in a parking
all right.
garage. A okay. speed hump has a higher passover speed. We installed 12 of those. There were two built back maybe close to 20 years ago along Barrick.
There's yes.
Just other side of 29th from the high school. And those were rebuilt to current standards.
Right.
We also just rebuilt the raised crosswalk or the speed table that's behind the high school. So not only is it now more state of the practice to drive over it, it is now completely ADA compliant to go across it.
Schatz also says preliminary results indicate traffic is moving slower at locations of speed humps, narrowing streets by what are called chokers, and other traffic calming devices on Bryan streets. The College Station School Board is considering the return of random drug and alcohol testing for some students. Concerns from Board President Jeff Harris includes how students will be selected.
I know some folks that live in one of these districts that have it, a drug testing program that has random testing. What they told me was their son, who happened to be the white National Honor Society student, has been tested six times. The star running back is yet to be tested.
This week's proposal would cover students in extracurricular activities, those who want a parking permit, and students whose parents want their children tested. Bryan School Board members at this week's meeting unanimously approved renovation designs at the Bryan Collegiate, MC Harris, and Hammond Oliver Annex campuses. These are the last locations to receive improvements funded by the voter-approved bond issue in November 2014. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says the renovations won't add more capacity at the MC Harris Alternative School, but they are reducing the number of students by offering them options at other locations.
For example, instead of if you didn't want to commit to going to MC Harris totally, maybe you played football, or maybe you were interested in something in fine arts. You could go to our lab and you could take online learning for 2 or 3 periods a day and then still continue with the rest of your schedule. Additionally, we have kids in MC Harris that we've got a few now, and we're willing to open that a little bit more, who might, for example, want to work on a welding certification, but they are going to MC Harris, but they may not stay there all day.
The board could award a construction bid as early as May. The renovations will allow portable buildings to be removed from Collegiate. After that, an ornamental fence will be installed around the Collegiate property. Congress has avoided a third federal government shutdown with the passage of a $1.3 trillion spending bill. That's after Republican leadership kept details in words of Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan close to the vest. He was asked about the philosophy during our show.
And I don't like the idea that your leadership keeps things, quote, close to the vest, your words, and then the last minute they give it to you and say, well, this just needs to be done. You're not informed as my representative when that situation happens. What's your comment to that?
Well, two things. One is I don't like it, but number two is I understand it.
The Senate passed the bill just after midnight this morning. This weekend is the 18th annual Living History Weekend at the Museum of the American GI, located along Highway 6 south of College Station. The museum's Alicia Mullins says events include a World War II battle reenactment tomorrow and a World War I reenactment on Sunday.
We have about 70 World War I living historians, about 50 from the Allied side, and about 14, 15 or so from the Central Powers.
Sunday is also the debut of a one-of-a-kind World War I tank.
It is the only operational French Renault in North America. It was the tank that the American Expeditionary Force used.
More information is online at AmericanGIMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 59 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Hey, good morning. 7:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, weather is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
High pressure has shifted east of the region, so that means warmer temperatures for the area. It also means a lot more in the way of cloudiness and the potential for a little bit of rainfall. With clouds today, it'll be breezy, close to 80. The sun may peak out later in the day. Mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of a stray shower overnight, 60 to 65. Lots of clouds for tomorrow. There could be a stray shower. We're close to 80. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of an isolated shower Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops fell to Michigan yesterday, 99-72 in the men's Sweet 16. So it was a shellacking out here in Los Angeles. We'll hear from head coach Billy Kennedy as well as junior guard Admon Gilder coming up. Also looking forward towards Aggie women's hoops game, a Sweet 16 matchup against Notre Dame tomorrow. So we'll preview that and talking Aggie baseball's loss to Ole Miss last night. All that and so much more coming up in sports.
There you go. So apparently Taco Bell sauce packets are pretty legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have real fun sayings on them.
Oh, okay. But I'm talking about the taste of them, maybe.
Oh, that too. Okay.
Well,
fire sauce guy.
Oh, okay. I like just the regular, like mild.
Okay. They just announced that they're making a new line of tortilla chips that taste like their sauce packets.
Oh.
Yeah. And the chip bags will even look like the sauce packets.
Oh, that's cute.
That
good
is.
Marketing idea, Taco Bell.
Yep, yep. The chips will come in mild and fire.
Oh, nice. Zach, yeah. Look at that.
Fuego.
That's it. Turning the Diablo sauce into a chip was apparently too much.
I didn't even know that was an option. Yeah.
They also have the classic flavor with no seasoning if you want to do that.
Boo.
Be hitting stores in May, just to let you know.
Okay.
Now, does it come with the nacho cheese? That's the big question.
Well,
probably not comes with. No.
Yeah,
and they're going to be in stores, right?
Yeah,
not
right.
Restaurant. Like, no. Not at Taco Bell.
Yeah. Okay. So, either of you guys Instagram?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big time.
Chelsea more so than me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so apparently the newer posts are going back to the top of the feed.
Yes. Yes.
Golly. Wow.
Yes.
You're pretty happy about that?
Oh, so happy.
All right. Let me grab a call real quick. What's up?
Taco Bell needs to bring back the Verde sauce.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The little green sauce thing going
sure.
on.
Yeah.
All right,
so
go on.
Basically, what has been happening, I guess, really over the last few months is they changed their algorithm to where posts were not showing up in chronological order. It was depending on other things. So you would see.
Okay, let me stop you for a minute. So depending on what. But it would seem like chronology is the only way to do this.
You would think. But you may see posts from people who you tend to like more of their photos.
Oh, all right.
But the problem is, especially in the sports world and news, not so much. Because they don't really use it as much.
Not the vehicle, right.
Uh-huh. Right. But sports, you know, like Aggie men's basketball, for instance, they will post to Instagram at halftime or at, you know, halfway through the first half or whatever. Well, I will see that post 3 days later.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, well, that doesn't make any sense, nor do I really want to see it 3 days later because they were losing or whatever.
Right.
And so that has become an issue, and a lot of people are really upset about it. Or stores, for instance, will run specials on a certain day. So your favorite boutique puts up a sale on Saturday, and you don't see it till Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not good for
the
business.
Defeats the purpose.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so people have been complaining about it for a while, and I was waiting
well,
patiently.
I don't know if it was because of Facebook's other problems. They own Instagram. But, yeah, so now they're going to change it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, good to hear.
All right.
Good news.
Wow.
Does it say when?
No, it doesn't. That on top of it being a Friday, wow, you're just
so
on top
happy,
of the world.
I am so happy, you guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so if I say Byron Allen, he's a comedian. Do you know who he is?
The name actually sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Let me Google it.
And I did a Google image, and I saw him, and I went, okay.
Oh, no, I don't know who that
all right,
is. Just
kidding. I've seen that guy.
Okay.
Well, he runs a company called Entertainment Studios, which produces syndicated programs, including six 24-hour HD television networks. He has Pets TV, Comedy TV, Recipe TV, Cars TV, My Destination TV. I don't know any of these things.
No.
Well,
yeah, I don't either.
He just bought the Weather Channel.
Whoa!
Yeah, he purchased the Weather Group, which is the parent company of the Weather Channel.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens.
Interesting. I know someone who works for the Weather Channel, and I will have to reach out to him
and
ask him what kind of changes that might cause.
Because
Does that mean he's gonna try and implement more funny weathermen? Is that what it is?
Well, I'm sure. I have no idea what kind of viewership or ad revenue the Weather Channel has, but I have to think it's less than it used to be.
Well, and the person I know is in charge of talent at the Weather Channel.
Oh, how
and
fun.
So, yeah,
okay.
He's an A&M grad.
Okay.
And has, you know, a good friend of my dad's and has always stayed in touch with the family. And, mm-hmm. and so anyway, and he comes back to talk to the meteorology department here at A&M a lot.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'll have to ask him about that change.
Because, I mean, now we carry around a weather thing in our pocket all the time that we may have picked and chosen because of the information that it gives it and how they present it to us.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer Weather Underground. I just that happens to be mine of choice. But, you know, again, every phone has their own choice for you. And
right.
So why would you go to the trouble of going and looking at a television to see something? Now, I know they have storm stories and all that kind of stuff, but how much destruction do you really want to watch?
Oh,
you know
I have a friend who's obsessed with it.
Really?
I have my aunt, for one, and one of my best friends, they love the Weather Channel. Like, they will sit there and watch the Weather Channel.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, it's a very rare breed of people.
Yeah.
I just happen to know a couple.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, I mean, Mother Nature is amazing. And
right.
The stuff that happens, but, you know, you don't want to be in the way when Mother Nature decides.
No, not at all.
She's going to do what
sometimes,
she's going to do.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes doesn't the Weather Channel have, like, movies and stuff?
Well, that's what, yeah, they have some
feature
stuff.
They've done some different programming, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it's about, is he's going to take it to the point where people are going to want to watch more. All right, those little funny stickers on your food, okay,
yeah.
They're a problem. Okay.
Like on your produce?
Yep, they are a problem. We're going to talk about that in the next half hour.
Yeah, don't eat them.
In the meantime, yeah, don't do that. Walmart has some new robots which resemble portable air conditioners, but they're much more sophisticated than that. These robots roll around the store and can scan an entire aisle in 90 seconds. The robots conduct inventory as well as let human employees know to fix mispriced or misplaced merchandise. 50 robots being tested in various Walmart stores across the country. The robots are 6 feet tall and capture 2 terabytes of data every 2 minutes.
Wow.
Okay, that's a bunch. Lasers, 2D cameras, and 3D cameras do the job. Walmart spokesperson said the robots will not be replacing human employees.
Right. They're,
sure,
just, they're just telling human employees what they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, you mispriced this over here,
that's
buddy.
Right. And we won't replace you right now, but we might eventually. Hello?
Yes, I love the Weather Channel. I like to watch it.
Do you?
Yes.
Who's your favorite weather person on there? Do you have one?
Jim Cantore.
Jim Cantore.
Of course, good old Jim. That's for
Jim,
sure.
He's
okay,
the best.
Very good. Thanks a bunch. All right. There we go.
Hey, we got a text message in as well.
Yeah.
Not to break your heart, Scott, but yeah. Weather Channel purchased Weather Underground a few years ago.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. That just, but I like the way it's presented.
Gotcha.
And I get you. And that's,
gotcha.
I understand. I know that Weather Channel, I'm not surprised that Weather Channel owns it, but I just like the way it's presented. And I remember, I think they did a Weather Underground show on the Weather Channel where they'd
probably
sit around like a bar and talk about weather.
Cool.
Hey.
The reason that those robots aren't going to replace any employees because they don't have any employees that do that.
Oh, wow. All right, there you are.
Wow.
748.
Salty.
Daily with Focus on the Family. And I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced Elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the Elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Here's a question. What will you be doing when you're 110 years old? If I make it that far, I hope I see life as Dori Nowak did. She spent her golden years serving others. Dori started volunteering at a local hospital in Hollywood, Florida when she was 70. She continued for almost 45 more years. She was there longer than most of the staff. She came in nearly every day to deliver mail at the hospital. And she delivered something else, a warm smile, and a bit of good cheer. She was a lively spark in a place where so many people suffered. She was so dedicated to the people she served that she even came in on her birthdays. That's impressive service for someone in their 80s and 90s, but imagine Dory celebrating her 110th birthday, shuffling through the corridors and touching people's lives. She told a reporter, "Nothing makes me feel more alive than when I'm giving to others." To Dory, service wasn't an obligation. It was the secret to living with purpose. Former President George H.W. Bush once said, "Any definition of a successful life must include serving others." It's a paradox. Focusing on others enriches our lives as well as theirs. If I live to be Dory's age, I hope I'll have her outlook on life. There's no secret to a long life, but there is a secret for living with purpose. Serving others. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Ooma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Ooma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Ooma, the phone your small business deserves.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Whatever you do for a living, you think you're the best person for the job, right? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. An ugly end to a pretty season for Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops as it fell to Michigan last night 99-72 in the Sweet 16 in Los Angeles. Now the Aggs were no match for the Wolverines, who hit 14 of 24 three-point attempts. Guard Admon Gilder called it frustrating.
It was kind of hard to see because, you know, I was just wondering when they were going to miss, and so when they was able to hit the three ball so well, then it kind of opened up their, you know, the driving lanes, and then they was able to get into the lane. And so again, we came out in the second half and gave ourselves opportunity, but you know, they came out and played hard as well, and so we couldn't get to that point where we come back.
Now, even though Michigan had a hot shooting night, Aggie coach Billy Kennedy said it was turnovers that did his team in.
We turned the ball over five times in the first 8 minutes, and they had 15 transition points in the first half. That was big. The turnovers hurt us, and we had some good shots the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game, and we didn't make them, and it led to transition baskets.
Tyler Davis scored 24 points, and Robert Williams added 12 for the Aggs, who wrap up the year at 22-13. Meanwhile, Michigan advances to take on Florida State in the Elite Eight tomorrow. Also advancing were Loyola Chicago and Kansas State. Now, some games today. Clemson squares off with Kansas at 6:07. West Virginia meets Villanova at 6:27. Syracuse and Duke go out at 8:37. And Texas Tech takes on Purdue at 8:57. On the women's side of the court, the Aggies are in Spokane tomorrow, taking on Notre Dame in the women's Sweet 16. Tip-off for that one is slated for 3 p.m. with broadcast right here on WTAW. Well, spring practice continues to roll on for Fighting Texas Aggie football. New coach Jimbo Fisher says he's invented an easy way to teach his players a system.
You install it, then you practice it. If they don't do it, you do it again. If they don't do it, you do it again. If they don't do it, you do it again. You do it till they do it right. And then you do it till they can't do it wrong. And let them learn to like it.
Now the guys will have today off to take part in the big event at Twin City Mission. On the baseball diamond, the 12th-ranked Aggies dropped their series opener against number 5 Ole Miss last night, 5-4. The Maroon and White held a late 4-2 lead, but closer Nolan Hoffman surrendered 3 runs in the top of the 8th. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, and that's part of it. When you're a short reliever and finishing games, you're either the hero or the goat. There's no in-between, and give Ole Miss credit. I mean, they came and strung 4 hits together. Tough chance at third base. It was a hit, and, you know, we look up in right field, and, you know, the ball gets away from us for a couple extra bases, and that ends up being the deciding run. Had our shot in the second inning with the bases loaded, nobody out. We only come away with 1. And again, in the 8th, we got the guys that we wanted to play, and their reliever was able to get 2 big punch outs.
Coach and the guys will look to bounce back tonight when they square off with the Rebels again at 6 o'clock. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. For 8th-ranked softball, they'll be in action tomorrow when they kick off a 3-game series against number 6 Florida. First pitch is at 4 p.m. with coverage on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Texas A&M men's swimming and diving is in 18th place following day 2 of the NCAA championships. Junior Sam Thornton earned first-team All-America honors with a 6th-place finish in the 1-meter springboard dive. Day 3 of competition gets underway today at 6 p.m. Back out on the court, Eric Gordon scored 22 points and James Harden dished in 21 as the Houston Rockets edged the Detroit Pistons last night 196 in overtime. Meanwhile, Donovan Mitchell finished with 26 points as the Utah Jazz downed the Dallas Mavericks 119-112. Both Dallas and Houston will have tonight off, but the San Antonio Spurs are back in action as they host Utah at 7:30. And on the ice, the Dallas Stars are back at home tonight as they welcome the Boston Bruins to town at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and due to the recent hailstorm, many of you now have damaged vehicles. Now, fortunately, Team Ford in Navasota was not hit with hail, is currently low on pre-owned inventory, and has hundreds of vehicles to trade during Truck Month. So bring in your hail damage trade and take advantage of huge Truck Month savings at Team of Navasota today. Call or click myteamford.com. Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
Chuck, there must be something in the air. It seems like everybody is redecorating this spring.
That's right, Suzanne. And now is a great time to stock up on designer lighting fixtures because Brazos Valley Floor and Design is having a huge inventory clearance sale.
For make-readies or for your home, now is the perfect time to buy.
Come see us on Welburn Road at Rock Prairie and College Station. At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, you will always find the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We're here. He's there.
We are here. He is there.
So what are you doing today?
I'm here. Little delayed.
That's all right. What are you going to do the rest of the day?
You know, I really don't know. probably going to sleep a little bit. Okay. And then I assume checkout is at 11 a.m.
Okay.
West Coast time.
Right.
So, honestly, I don't know. I might try and see if I can get a little bit earlier flight.
Oh, okay. I thought you were coming back on Saturday. No, but you
don't even know. No. I am at 12:45 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see if maybe I can't get on standby for a little earlier flight than that.
You at least have luggage on wheels, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they may let you stow it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's
right.
So.
It's a fancy hotel. They'll do that for $50, right?
Nah, they'll do it for free.
ESPN?
I don't know about this place.
ESPN. Oh, so, yeah. All right. So, any other observations on the hotel since yesterday?
It's about as hard as possible to find an outlet anywhere.
Really?
They got the outlets hidden. Yeah. They're all about saving the environment, all this other stuff.
Right.
All this crap. So, it took me forever to find an outlet, finally found it. And, so yeah, I don't know all things. And I went to the vending machine last night cause I was working, burning the midnight oil.
Oh yeah. Working for us. That's good. Yeah.
And I wanted a little snacky snack and went to where the vending machines were.
Yeah.
And no snacks, no snack
what
machines.
What do you mean?
Just
drinks. Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, they're going to make you healthy out there, whether you like it or not.
Yep.
Yeah, whether. Well,
Zach's
going to
come back.
It's a, yeah.
5 pounds lighter.
That's right. I got to come back and start getting where we got food, real food, you know. Of course, you did. You were at that place that had $7 apple pie. That's not bad. All right, we're going to do this in the next half hour. ESPN did a March Madness-style bracket of the best sports movies.
Okay.
Best sports movies. Cool. Haven't announced what the winner, who the winner is yet, but we'll see. Anyway, weather-wise, going to be okay. Very windy today. Windy gusting up to about 30 miles an hour. But we're going to be in the lower 80s, actually, all the way through Tuesday of next week. 59 right now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
A tweet that could shake things up in Congress. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump has just written that he's considering vetoing the spending bill, saying that 800,000-plus DACA recipients have been totally abandoned by Democrats and not even mentioned in the bill. He also said the border wall, which is desperately needed, is not fully funded. The $1.3 trillion budget bill was passed after midnight by the Senate. It would fund the government through September to avert a shutdown this weekend.
Democrats got what they wanted in this legislation, but unfortunately, we failed to deliver on so many of the priorities important to the president.
Republicans like Congressman Matt Gaetz say the bill would balloon the deficit. Republicans who voted yes tout a big...